Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Autism Stress List podcast. I hope that you have had a great week. I normally would try to hop on Tuesdays for the podcast. However, Kevin and I were with my in-laws and Sebastian and a friend. We went on a mini vacation. So, and my birthday was Monday, so that's what we were doing. We had a busy weekend with friends and family and a busy start to the week. So that's what we were doing. So I hope that you guys had a good weekend and good week. So today I wanted to hop on and kind of talk about, you know, the things that take place, that get ready list, right? The back to school list that we all go through as moms and dads and caregivers, you know. So I remember this time last year I was homeschooling Jaden and Sebastian, and so I was super excited about it because Jaden was in the eighth grade and Sebastian was in the fourth grade. So I remember I was getting super excited for it because I was homeschooling them and I had this curriculum that was all planned out for Jaden and another curriculum that was all planned out for Sebastian. And so for those of you who homeschool, you know, sometimes you can go down this rabbit hole of like curriculums and lists and all of these things that you can, you know, kind of just get intertwined with. But for Jaden, because his IQ is now it's 47, before it was like 52, it was just planning the school day for him like you would a preschooler or a kindergartner. So I had his picture exchange system. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a lot of different pictures that are laminated and then you have them velcroed onto like this folder or whatever. You can put them on, you know, sheets or put, like the way that I made it was I put it in this like binder with a strap so he could carry it if he needed to carry it around the house and things like that. So I created schedules for him, which was, you know, okay, in the morning we'll have some Bible time. And for him, Bible time literally was the worship song because it was hard to get him to sit to kind of even read a small picture Bible book. So we would worship together and then I would start my day with Sebastian and do Bible and give him handwriting. And while he was doing handwriting, then I would hang out with Jaden and we would go over some colors or go over the weather pictures. And then I would give him like his name to write, you know, on a tracing paper or, you know, like handwriting paper, and then I would go back to Sebastian. So I was like back and forth, and this was literally only two children, so I can't even imagine those of you who have like five and six children that you homeschool. But again, I know Jaden has a lot of special needs, so in the midst of that I also was having to navigate the sensory issues that Jaden was going through. And so like there's, you know, a lot of our kids that are autistic experience sensory processing issues, and so with Jaden, he has intense sensory issues. And so, you know, when he was little, he couldn't tolerate a lot of like high-pitched noises, dogs barking, the lights, just sounds and smells and things like that. But because he was little, his behaviors weren't so intense. And Psychology Today, they explain that 96% of autistic children report hyper and hyposensitivities in multiple domains and sensory differences, and it continues into adulthood. So while Jaden started out like that as a, you know, little boy going into his teen years, oh my goodness, and even like I said, last year was when he started to really be affected by sounds and sights and smells and taste and physical sensations. You know, all of these sensory inputs were at such a high level, whereas to us, we, you know, like some things to me, I'm like, ew, that smells, oh, that's gross, like I'm not touching that, you know. But to him, it was like completely impossible to go through certain things, and he would scream like a banshee, or he, you know, would go through his just extreme meltdowns. And so I felt in my gut that I probably should put him back in school. And this is what you should always pray first, talk to God, and go with what you believe your gut is telling you, or what the Holy Spirit is telling you, right? So I should have put him in an autism school, but I decided, no, I'm gonna do this. I'm his mama. I can do this for him. I can do this for Sebastian. So what I didn't realize was that it was extremely hard for Jaden. And now that I've had time, you know, to think about the things that took place last year, you know, I sit here and I'm like, wow, you know, how painful for him and how horrible that his whole body was completely overwhelmed and unbearable, right? And that's what our children with, you know, severe autism, that's what they go through. They go through a lot of sensory processing issues. And it doesn't stop with school. You know, I can't sit here and say it actually, you know, it's gonna stop with school. Like, Jaden has been in behavioral school since he was 3 years old. He's been, you know, he was at the Cleveland Clinic Center for Autism, ABA school, the Lerner Center for Autism. He was at Spectrum in Lorain. He was at the Silver Lining Group in Westlake. And now he will be attending Prentice Autism School in Fairview Park, Ohio. Most likely he will be attending that school soon. But for most of our kids and adults, you know, it's unmanageable all the time, right? It's unmanageable, even, like I said, in a specialized school environment. One thing can just put him into a fit of screaming. It's horrendous for, you know, for our kids. And, you know, a lot of the times, because of that, our kids are with little empathy from educators and, you know, other people around them, because, you know, it's just every time something happens, they scream, 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 right? And so I've talked to a lot of different educators from where Jaden used to go to school, and they're like, you know, it's difficult to explain, but, you know, you want to be there for them and you want to help them with the sensory input. However, it does become draining when you know that a child has such extreme sensory issues and you know they're just going to scream like a banshee because of the sound or the light or a fabric or something happens, right? But, you know, you've got these people that are really great educators and they really do try their best to help our kiddos. And so those are the ones that you cling to, the ones that you communicate with, you know, the ones that are for your kids and things like that. I can just talk about a whole bunch of stuff about Jay, but I'm not going to do that today because I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, the new school year list, right? So this is what I would typically do, because like I said, I homeschooled Jay for just 1 year, and I'm homeschooling Sebastian this year. So I've been homeschooling for about 3 years now, and absolutely love it. It's just great to have the flexibility with your kids. But sometimes, you know, when you have a child with severe issues, it's out of your control, right? It can, a lot of things are out of your control. And so it's good to hook up with a good parent advocate or a parent mentor to kind of help guide you through the new school year, give you some tips and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to give you a few tips here. When you have a child with severe autism, review your child's IEP. So make sure the IEP is appropriate, the individualized educational plan. Make sure that you create the date on the calendar to schedule the meetings, so that way you can go over what's important. If you know your child's teacher or teachers, you know, update the teachers with any new information from the summer. Let them know what's gone on. You know, let them know the IEP is scheduled, you know, when that's scheduled for. Also, you can also create like a book to go back to school. Like, one of the things that I used to do with Jay is I would read It was the kissing hand, I believe it was. So it was like with the little raccoon with the kissing hand, and it was like such a cute book to read to him before he was, you know, going off to school. So I would read it just a couple days in advance, so that way he would know, like, hey, look, I'm always with you. I'm gonna see you soon, you know. But you can also make yourself a visual support, like a book, you know, just explaining back to school, what's gonna take place. If you could get even a picture of the school and show them that's where they're going, you know, picture of their teacher, if you can, all those things, I think can be super helpful. I always would make little photo albums for Jaden of like his teachers, and I feel like that helped him a lot, and it really did get him excited for the school year, even though he hated school most of the time. So with all that, if your child is like on a strict diet, like I would always pack Jaden's lunch, even if like they would supply food and things like that, I think I would still pack his lunch because I wanted Jaden to eat healthy but also have the things that he wanted to eat. So I think it's important to pack your child's lunch, but if you can order your child's lunch too and it's healthy, do that too, because I remember at one point his school was like ordering Bob Evans for them, and so you could order like scrambled eggs and sausage and things like that. But I don't know, I mean, you would just have to ask and see. Definitely make sure you talk to new teachers about your child, let them know sensory issues, right, their likes, their dislikes, transition issues, things like that, for sure. Super important. And then also, I like the countdown to school. I know not a lot of people do this, but I try to change things 2 weeks before school starts. The way that I do that is like I kind of make them wind down with like electronics and TV. So instead of playing, like 3 hours a day or whatever, I bump it down, or I tone it down, I'm sorry, to like 1 hour a day for video games and things like that. But I know every family is different, so you kind of just have to go with what your family goes with. But like for Sebastian, that's what I do. But for Jaden, I'd, you know, like schedule like iPad time specifically with me holding the iPad with him, maybe for like an hour instead of like him doing it sporadically throughout the day. I don't know, you know, you just kind of have to wind down and make sure that their bedtime is like super specific. So I would always make them go upstairs at like 8:30 go upstairs at 8 to have showers and stuff like that, and then in bed by 8:30. Of course, as they get older, it changes. And then of course, you know, we say our prayers. So you just kind of like create this evening schedule with them. And then, you know, like for 2 weeks, you just kind of are prepping them for like nighttime, morning time, even though they're not in school yet. So that way when they do go back to school, they're used to, all right, this is the shower time, this is bedtime, you know, whatnot. And I think, you know, that's pretty much it. Like, I know they always have like these back to school lists of like the huge list of school supplies. And so I remember these lists like, what? Why do they need that? But now that I'm homeschooling, it's so funny. I'm just like pens, you know, pencils, you know, cool school, cool pencil sharpeners, snacks, you know, like really cool paper. I don't know. Like, but the list I would give for Jay, I'd be like, dang, like, oh my goodness. So I pray for you guys and your school lists, because I definitely remember how those lists used to be. And even for Jay this year, like, thankfully my parents, you know, they've helped with school clothes. We got him a book bag. We're going to hopefully get a school list here soon to, like, you know, look at with big eyes, like, what? But that's just how it is, right? They usually do that so they can have enough school supplies for everybody. But anyways, so going through all of that, that's a good list, isn't it? Reviewing the IEP, talking to the teachers, kind of getting your kid ready for morning routine, evening routines, not forgetting about your child's sensory issues, visual supports, all those things that really do make a difference for our kids. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot. And for those of you who have newly diagnosed kids and are listening, I know it's a lot. But while your children are little, it is a lot easier, even though it's hard. I know it's hard. Jaden's going to be 16 this year, and right now he is going through a lot of different issues. He is staying with grandma and his papa right now. So he's in an environment that is less stressful, less hectic, less, you know, or more peaceful, I should say, because of the sensory input. And it's been hard for me as a mom to stay positive, right? Because you want to do what's best for all your kids, you know, as a parent. And when you experience the bumps in the road, it is very difficult, you know, to kind of get through the things. But I've always tried to have a positive outlook. And when I have been faced with intense things and not been positive, that's when I always ask for help, you know. So don't forget to ask for help when you need help, whether it's from your pastor, a local pastor, you know, a therapist, a good friend that you can just talk and let it all out, you know. But most importantly, seek God first in everything and let him know how you're feeling. Let him know your worries, your concerns, but also let him know how much you love your child and, you know, have faith and try to have a positive attitude for the school year. Remember, your child also feels anxiety. They're going through a lot too. So I hope and I pray that this list will help you in some way, shape, or form to try to stress less for the school year. And I guess that's it, guys. So I will try and hop on next week. Have a good weekend and talk to you later. Bye. All right, so this is the get ready list that I had for Sebastian. So it really is a lot, right? It's a lot, parents, when you have your kids going to school or when you're homeschooling. Either way, it's a lot. Like, I'm grateful because I don't have to wake up super early in the morning anymore to get the kids ready for school and things like that. But if I had to do it, I would definitely do it because they're your babies, right? You do what you gotta do. But with that being said, the get ready list for Sebastian has been pretty simple, you know, in the sense where a couple weeks ago, I just cleaned out the office of all the old curriculum, figured out what new curriculum works, which we're going to go with the Good and the Beautiful math. And then for language arts, the Good and the Beautiful language arts 5. And he'll be doing Spanish 1 this year along with piano. And then he has reading, and then he also has history and zoology for science. So it sounds like a lot, but, you know, a typical school day for us is like, it'll be from like 9 to 3, which homeschooling families, you don't have to do that. You literally can do whatever you want as long as you're, you know, doing what you have to do for the state of Ohio, which is like 900 hours, I guess, for the whole school year, which it really isn't a lot. But anyways, so the list for Sebastian was just like cleaning out the office, getting the curriculum in place, making sure I have the schedule written down, maybe attending a co-op once a week. I'm not for sure if we'll do that because I was going to put him in basketball this year again. So we don't know if we're going to do that. And then kind of adventuring out with him a lot more than last year, like taking our schoolwork to libraries, taking our schoolwork to nature centers, you know, just going to places where we can do schoolwork instead of just sitting in the house, because winter comes, right? And then it's like, blah. So that kind of thing. After, you know, going through all of that, putting it down in my homeschool planner, then explaining to him, you know, these next 2 weeks of change, you know, like less gaming, new routine for the evening and the morning. And, you know, the same thing that I used to do with Jay, but a little different, you know, in the sense, because I'm homeschooling Sebastian, but, and then kind of getting a movie list for the year, a book list for the year. And I think literally that's about it, you know, just getting ready, praying, being prayerful and intentional about praying more, you know, for both the kids. My oldest, Julian, he's graduated from college, so I don't have to worry about him. He's working, but still praying for him, you know? So you always pray for, you know, your marriage, if you're married, and pray for your kiddos, because, you know, prayer is powerful, super powerful. And I have been praying a lot more, worshiping a lot more since the transition with Jaden being out of the house. Like, it's made me appreciate life more and also appreciate the kids more. And I'm just praying more for them intentionally, you know, like the things that are on my heart and on my mind for each of the three of them. Whereas before, I guess I just didn't have the time, or I didn't make the time, because I was highly stressed, you know, and anxious a lot. But now that I have the time, I'm intentional about praying for each of them and believing that God is going to, you know, bless them and, you know, put them on the path that he wants for them. And so it's been a difficult few months here, but with each day that passes, I'm learning, you know, like just to take it one day at a time. It sounds so dumb, right? But I am learning to take it one day at a time, to live in the present moment, enjoy, you know, family and friends and get-togethers and church time and worship time and even tea time. Just like all of these things that I guess I kind of just would go through life, you know, and not really sit in it and be present and thankful. Even though I was, it's just more intentional now, and I'm more aware. And I, you know, I hold myself accountable more too with the decisions that I've made and I make. So that is the big list for Sebastian, basically, you know, in a nutshell. It's pretty simple. It's more adventuring and loving and praying and just being present, you know. I'm looking forward to all of that, and I hope that, you know, with your kiddos, if you're even, you know, if you're homeschooling your kids, that you can become more intentional with time, you know, with them. And if you're not homeschooling, if you're sending them off to, you know, public school, private school, autism school, whatever it is, just even being intentional with knowing what's going on, you know, at your child's school and with them and things like that. I know it's hard sometimes, but you mamas and papas will get through it. You'll get through it. And, you know, just keep sticking with God and doing what you got to do for your kids.
almost forgot to talk about the notification requirements for your state and stuff. So if you're in Ohio, obviously you have to fill out the notification form either from the Ohio Department of Education or Christian Home Educators of Ohio. They have a wonderful website for that. So they have like a list of all of the paperwork that you would need, which is pretty simple. You just, you know, fill out the notification form and then you can send them a letter if you'd like with like the list of the curriculum and textbooks you're going to use or what you think you're going to use. Or I believe just a list. Like I write a letter every year, so this is the third time I'm doing it. So I just fill out the notification form and then send a letter with the list of textbooks and the curriculum that's intended to be used. And then when you take it to the post office, make sure you get a certified receipt. So that way, once they receive it, you know they received it. That's important to have for legal purposes too, just in case. So that pretty much is it. And then at the end of the homeschooling year, you make sure you do your notification of intent with your, you know, list of textbooks and intended curriculum, along with the assessment, a portfolio assessment from a certified teacher, or you guys can do testing. And so you have to like submit like results from testing. We did the assessment last year and it was really nice. I want to say we paid $25 and a certified teacher reviewed the portfolio, went through all the work, and she was just like, yes, great work. Here's where I saw improvements. Checked them off, signed the form, and then you just send that with the notification for the next year. So that is pretty much it for, you know, the homeschooling aspect part of it. But I almost forgot to tell you guys that, so that's why I put this in there. Thanks for your patience. So the stressless skill and scripture for today is, well, a stressless skill is to remember God is with your children in all they do. Can you remember that? That God is with your children in all they do. That is the stressless skill, is to remember that God is with your children in all they do. And I have to say that out loud for myself too, you know. God is with your children in all they do. So I pray that this year be a great year for you guys that have your children in school, or if you're homeschooling, you know, same, that it's just a good, great, wonderful year for you and for them. So a quick prayer. I pray that the Lord just be with your children as they start the new school year. Help them to feel excited for all that God has for them. I pray that God help them to trust Him. You know, and I pray also for you parents that the beginning of the school year is smooth and that you have a hope and a joy for your children for the school year. And the scripture I have is in Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who trust the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles, soaring upward on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired. And so it reminds me of the Maverick City song, right? That's one of the scriptures in the Maverick City song, Wait on You, where they talk about that. The scripture. Those who trust the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles, soaring upward on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired. So I hope this podcast helps you. And if it does, you know, help support us on the Apple iTunes, or, you know, just shoot me an email and, you know, just help us out in that way. So thank you so much for listening. I pray that you guys have a great weekend and a great school year.